This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for December 20th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James chapter 4 verse 8. It says there, "Come near to God and He will come near to you." End of quote. I know some people who are afraid of God. They think God is angry at them and are scared God would punish their shortcomings and sins. And hence they keep the Lord at a distance because they do not know the truth about God. Because of the fear of God, they try to do so many good things and visit holy places, imagining doing those things would somehow appease God's anger toward them. The thought that God is angry at you is far from the truth. Beloved, it's a lie that the devil placed in your hearts and minds, and many people bought into his lie. God is not angry at you. Emmanuel was the name given to Jesus. Emmanuel means God with us. Why that name given to Jesus? Because God was wrapped in the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. The Lord God had said hundreds of years ago in the scripture this, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," end of quote, which means God with us, Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:23. You see, not even one occasion Jesus was angry at sinners. Jesus said this, and it is recorded in Luke 5:31-32. "It is not healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." End of quote. You see, Jesus did not come into this world for people who think they are already right and proper. He came into this world seeking people who messed up their lives with the bad choices and sins. He searched after them. In another occasion, Jesus again said why he came into this world, and it is recorded in Luke 19:10. It says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." End of quote. Luke 19:10. Friend, God do not seek people who think they are fine and okay and do not need his help. Did you do something wrong? You see, we all do wrong things because the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Did you break the laws? Do you cheat? Do you steal? Do you live immorally? Or whatever that you do. You see, Jesus the Emmanuel, God lived with us, came seeking such people who are lost in their sins and wrongdoings. All hated Zacchaeus because he cheated people by charging higher taxes. Jesus sought after him and spent time with him on the road and at his home. Nobody would go to Zacchaeus' house, however, Jesus did. Zacchaeus became a new man from that day. He never forgets the day he experienced the divine touch and love of Jesus Christ, Luke 19. In another occasion, Jesus made a divine appointment with a Samaritan woman who had five husbands and then living with another man. Jesus sought after her. She was transformed inside out and ran from him, leaving the water jar there, and announced to all in her town about Jesus the Messiah. People from the city came and believed in Jesus, John chapter 4. Dearly beloved, do not be afraid to come near to God. He has only love, mercy, kindness, and compassion toward you. Do you know how people blamed Jesus? They said these comments. In Luke 19:7, it is recorded. They said, "Jesus has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." In Luke 15, it says, they said, "This man, Jesus, welcomes sinners and eats with them." In Mark 2:16, it is recorded that they said about Jesus, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Beloved, do you know God did not send his son, Jesus, into this world to condemn you? No, he did not. But he sent his son to save you through him. John chapter 3, verse 17. You see, God demonstrated fully his perfect love toward us, not his anger. Because while you and I were still sinners and doing wrong things, God sent his son Jesus Christ and he came and died for us. Romans 5:8. Jesus paid for all of our sins and shortcomings by his sinless and divine blood. So come freely for His mercy, kindness, deliverance, and accept Him as your Savior and Lord today. He paid it all for you anyway. Today's Bible Insight says, it says, God says, come near to me and I will come near to you. It merely means this, my friend, if you choose to come to Him, Lord Jesus Christ, He is willing and ready to draw you into a closer and loving fellowship with Him forever and ever. Bible says in the book of Psalms 145 verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call on Him, end of quote. Who is He near again? Did you notice? All who call on Him. No one is out of His reach. No one is out of His scope. Whatever your background, color, nationality, race, language, gender, age, social status, your past history, the Lord is near to you and will deliver you by forgiving all your sins and wrongdoings if you call on Him. It does not matter what you did in the past, and it does not matter where have you been. You are going to begin brand new when you come to Jesus Christ. Remember, He is just a prayer away now. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know You care about me and You love me. You gave me Your only begotten Son when I was a sinner. That much You loved me. Jesus loved me and died in my place for all of my sins, to forgive my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please save me. In the name of Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.